Murder charges have been filed against the man accused of fatally shooting a woman in Center City on Friday. The suspect, John Kelly, was taken into custody shortly after the shooting near 12th and Chestnut Streets. Police have not said how the two might be connected or what led to the shooting. The intersection where it occurred was blocked for hours as police gathered evidence and interviewed witnesses. As of yesterday, there were 154 reported homicides in Philadelphia. That's down 16% from the same time last year. A golf legend is using money from his foundation to expand educational opportunities in Philadelphia, WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Tiger Woods was on hand at the ribbon cutting of his TGR Learning Lab at the Cobbs Creek Golf Course. Woods said he wanted to help make an impression beyond golf through the facility.
I didn't start the foundation to produce golfers that hit golf balls. I started the foundation to produce the greatest humans possible.
This is the second TGR Learning Lab, which offers students exposure to high-tech careers, among other things, letting them get hands-on skill-building experience. With 10 elementary schools and 19 high schools within a one-mile radius of the campus, the Learning Lab is projected to serve more than 4,500 students annually. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Nice day for a round of golf and for a baseball game. The Phillies host the Mets tonight down in South Philly, the first of a three-game series between the two. The Phillies have a seven-game lead over the New York Mets in the National League East. First pitch tonight's at 6:45. Aaron Nola is on the mound for the Phils. Some cloudy news, though, on the injury front. Both Trey Turner and Alec Bohm have been assigned to the injury list. Speaking of that weather, 75 degrees right now in Philly, going down to 55 overnight. More sunshine in the forecast tomorrow. Winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, high 77, low 60. Wednesday, cloudy, but the chance of rain remains low, high 72, low 58.